Time to welcome our Teen Challenge guys up. So this is Nick, and you probably know that our Harvest Fair that's happening next week is a fundraiser for Teen Challenge. And so it's a blessing to have them with us this morning to share about the ministry and to teach us some about God's love. So.
So good morning. I just want to thank you guys so much for having us. It's truly a blessing and an honor to come out and share in song and testimony the amazing thing that God is doing in our lives today. For those of you who don't know, Teen Challenge is a 15-month residential drug and alcohol program. We have a 26-bed facility in Manchester. The goal of Teen Challenge is to provide men and women with Christian-based solutions that they may become mentally sound, socially adjusted, emotionally balanced, physically and spiritually well, thus becoming productive members of society. We truly believe in the healing power of Jesus Christ to set us free from our addictions. The first Teen Challenge started over 60 years ago by a small-town Pennsylvania pastor named David Wilkerson. Now, due to one man's obedience, we are one of the most successful programs of its kind. We have 9 centers in the New England area, 230 across the USA. We're in 80 different countries, and there's 1,400 centers worldwide. So through our song and testimony today, you will see that hope is found here, freedom lives here, and changed lives certainly do leave here. So we just want to thank you so much, pastor and congregation, for having us today. And at this time, I'd like to just introduce you to the New Hampshire Men's Choir.
Morning. My name is Joe. I'm 54 years old. As a child, my home looked like Ozzie and Harriet from the outside, but it was truly broken on the inside. Excessive drinking was the norm in my home, and I started sipping off my dad's beers at a young age and was helping myself to them by 12. I smoked my first joint on a bus ride to my Catholic high school at age 14. I started doing more and harder drugs, and by 18, I had a cocaine habit that would last for 25 years. During most of this time, I considered myself a functional addict. I was able to obtain some material possessions, maintain a career and a relationship, even help raise 2 beautiful daughters. But I also survived 2 accidental overdoses, multiple car wrecks, and a motorcycle accident that should have proven fatal. Never really paying any real legal or physical consequences for this. I felt invincible and lived my life recklessly. But in my mid-40s, the bills started to come due, and the former functional addict became out of control. I found myself in my first rehab where I was able to put down most of the substances, all but the alcohol. This led me on a perpetual cycle of active use and then rehabilitation. During a stay at my last secular program, as I tried to transition back into society, I found a young girl on a bathroom floor. She was unresponsive with a nipping needle by her side, one still in her arm. She survived, but I became hopeless. My drinking accelerated, and the drugs crept back in. So returning to the same program that I just failed at, I found a random piece of paper with a map of Manchester, New Hampshire, and the Teen Challenge number, 855-404-HOPE. But even after calling this number, it seemed the devil would still creep in at every opportunity. In the form of those who said Teen Challenge wasn't a good fit for somebody like me, the realization that I was far from being a teenager anymore, and even my young daughter would have the privilege of picking me up from jail at 4 o'clock in the morning, said, "Christmas is coming, let's just wait." But I know it was God who carried me through the doors of Teen Challenge. Since that time, he's blessed me with over 9 months of sobriety. He's given me the opportunity to rebuild relationships with family members I thought I might never know again. I was able to meet and hold my infant grandson for the first time. I was an invited guest to my granddaughter's dance recital. This past weekend, I spent a 48-hour home pass with that same daughter who had picked me up from jail just a year ago. Today, I have a relationship with a God who has forgiven me. He has allowed me to forgive myself, but more importantly, he has given me hope. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you.
So my name's Nick. I'm 26 years old from Hopatcong, New Jersey. I haven't heard or spoken to my real dad since I was 5 years old, as he was an abusive alcoholic, but I was adopted by my stepfather, Anthony, and was raised by him and my mom. I started using drugs when I was 15 years old, started with ecstasy and marijuana. By 18 years old, I was addicted to OxyContin, and by 21, I was a full-blown heroin addict. My best friend was Drew. We did everything together, including using together. One day, I introduced him to heroin. A year later, he was dead from a heroin overdose. His mom was on the phone with me, blaming me for his death, and the guilt and shame kept me from my best friend's funeral. I went to 5 secular rehabs, relapsing the day I got out every single time, always trying to do things my own way. I got arrested for possession of heroin, and 4 days later, possession of marijuana, and was just at my breaking point. I literally wanted to kill myself. I threatened suicide over social media, and that's when somebody called the cops and reported it, and the cops showed up at my mom's house, where they put me in the back of the cop car and brought me to the hospital, where I was placed in the psych ward on a 72-hour hold. On the third day, they let my mom walk in. She was just bawling her eyes out. My mom's been a Christian for 30 years and mentioned Teen Challenge. So I know I needed something longer than 30 or 60 days, so I made the 15-month commitment. But wanted to do things my own way, I went on another 2-week run, but then after that 2-week run, I just called my mom. I just broke down, and that's when me and my mom made the 7-hour car ride to Teen Challenge, New Hampshire. I walked into the doors withdrawing from heroin, very anxious. I'm still very anxious. But my first night there, I was real sick and I couldn't sleep, and that's when two staff members asked me if they could pray over me, and I let them. And that was like the first time in my life I felt like a sort of peace. When I look back at it now, I know it was God. But I never felt like that. Now, since I've been at Teen Challenge, I stand before you a year clean and sober. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. You know, I have brothers in my life today that I know I'll have for the rest of my life. You know, my faith definitely wavers at times, but worshiping him and reading my Bible brings me back to him. And, you know, I stand up here no longer suicidal. I can start looking for a job in 2 weeks. I'm not sure what his plans are for me, but we all know that his plans are perfect, so I'm not worrying about it. And the scripture that I stand on is 1 Peter 5:10. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered for a little while, will himself restore you, make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Thank you, guys, and God bless.
Hello. This is the part of the service we explain the 3 reasons why we come out to various churches every Sunday as a mission and why we're here today. The first reason is to spread the gospel. We all know the gospel means good news, but in today's media, all we ever hear is bad news. They say our God isn't the God of miracles, he doesn't rain down fire from heaven anymore, or part the Red Sea, but we're here to show you in a tangible way he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's taken the lowest of lows, the worst of sinners, he's changed us into new creations and changed our hearts. The second reason is to spread hope. We all know someone who struggles with addiction, and it can seem hopeless sometimes. I myself was hopeless before Jesus Christ came into my life and saved me, and he utilized this program to save me. So as you can see, if there's hope for me and my brothers, there's hope for you and your loved ones. The third reason is finances. Teen Challenge is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and because we're faith-based, we don't receive any federal estate assistance. We do receive food stamps. For us to receive any federal estate assistance, we'd have to take Jesus Christ out of our program, and we all know that's not going to happen. It's the cornerstone of Teen Challenge. Our communities are suffering. In 2016, there were more than 478 drug deaths, 70% of those related to fentanyl. We're one of the top states in New Hampshire for fentanyl and heroin use and overdoses in the country. There was a study done at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, that indicates that Teen Challenge alumni have a 67% success rate living drug and alcohol free, as opposed to 4-6% for secular programs. Secular programs also take 6 weeks to 6 months to get into. Teen Challenge is typically under 1 week. It was under 1 week for me to get into Teen Challenge, and That can mean the life in between life or death for someone. Teen Challenge takes pride in the fact that we don't receive, Teen Challenge takes pride in the fact that we don't turn anyone away due to lack of finances. So we've come up with a way that you can help us. It's called a student sponsorship program. Now it's $1 a day, $30 a month. Now that doesn't cover the whole cost of the program, but it does help offset it. Most of the residents that come into Teen Challenge are financially unable to support themselves. I was unable to support myself, and they allowed me to come in with no finances. So student sponsorship is an intimate and tangible way that you can be part of a resident's life at Teen Challenge. Student sponsorship also is a great opportunity to give someone the same opportunity I had to come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, to be a father, a son, a brother, a husband, a productive member of society, and a positive impact on the kingdom of God. So as we circle up for this last song, if God puts it on your heart to sponsor a student, please come see one of my brothers at the back of the room. And with your first payment of sponsorship today, you will receive a free gift. Thank you, and God bless.
Have bandwidth issues. So what we will do is we will share this on our church website, and we will share it on Facebook so you can see this video. Nick, do you want to explain, or can I explain it, what the camp is? So when they're in this 15-month residential program, there's no vacation, there's no break, there's no rest, because it's a powerful, intense program, yes? You're up at what hour? 5 a.m. and you're all day. So the New England region has traditionally had a camp weekend. How many days is it?
3 days
at Camp Berea on Newfound Lake up in New Hampshire. And funding has been diminished such that they were going to have to cancel that retreat weekend. And we learned about this when we went for a visit a year and a half ago. And so when our Harvest Fair money funds that. So they now still can have this 3 days out of their entire 15 months where they get to go to camp and go to a lake. And it's powerful. It's filled with Bible study and worship. And what else happens there?
Free time, altar calls.
Free time.
A lot of people found Jesus there. They say we want to leave different than we go there.
They leave the camp different than when they arrived. Our church's tagline is sharing Christ and changing lives. That's what that weekend's all about. Their baptisms, people get baptized in the lake. It is a powerful and valuable time for the men. So when we have our Harvest Fair, we make sometimes, I think on the low end, it's been around $5,000. On the high end, we can make $9,000. And that is just a direct gift to Teen Challenge to fund this weekend. And so we're really excited about that. So sorry we don't have the video. They made this beautiful video for us about the weekend. We'll get it going on our website so you can see it and then share that with your friends because it's a great weekend, our fair. These guys will be back. We're going to have a team of men from Teen Challenge will be with us at the fair next weekend as well. So come on by, even if you're not going to be working it. So anything else to say about the fair and the fundraising of it? I'm looking at Mary. I'm looking at some people from missions. I got it covered. Awesome. Thank you. All right.